Nolte, Fascist Home Alone 2 director wants Trump cameo cut. By John Nolte on April 15, 2025. Director Chris Columbus is obviously desperate for attention and a job. Why else would go full Orwell and disgrace himself by calling for President Donald Trump's cameo in Home Alone 2, Lost in New York to be memory-holed? Years later, Trump's cameo has become this curse. It's become this thing that I wish it was not there, the Home Alone 2 director told the far-left San Francisco Chronicle. But it's there, he added. It's become an albatross for me. I just wish it was gone. I can't cut it, he lamented. If I cut it, I'll probably be sent out of the country. I'll be considered sort of not fit to live in the United States, so I'll have to go back to Italy or something. Columbus said that 33 years ago he never expected to keep the cameo, but during a test screening, something unexpected happened. We screened the film in Chicago, and when that moment came on screen the audience went crazy, Columbus admitted. They cheered and they cheered and they thought it was hilarious. I think I know a lot about comedy, but I don't. Obviously, because I never thought that was going to be considered hilarious. Back in a 2020 interview, Columbus claimed that Trump would not let him film in the Plaza Hotel unless he was given some screen time. The production felt blackmailed. They needed the Plaza, paid the fee, and agreed to the cameo. We paid the fee, but, Trump, also said, the only way you can use the Plaza is if I'm in the movie. So we agreed to put him in the movie, Columbus recalled in a 2020 interview. 3 years later, Trump used his Truth Social account to push back on this claim. 30 years ago, How Time Flies, director Chris Columbus, and others, were begging me to make a cameo appearance in Home Alone 2, Trump wrote. They rented the Plaza Hotel in New York, which I owned at the time. I was very busy and didn't want to do it. They were very nice, but above all, persistent. I agreed, and the rest is history. That little cameo took off like a rocket, and the movie was a big success, and still is, especially around Christmas time, he added. People call me whenever it is aired. If they felt bullied, or didn't want me, why did they put me in, and keep me there, for over 30 years? Trump wondered. Because I was, and still am, great for the movie, that's why. In this week's interview, Columbus responded. What's going through this guy's mind? He said I was lying. I'm not lying. He said I begged him to be in the movie, but there's no world I would ever beg a non-actor to be in the movie. But we were desperate to get the Plaza Hotel. My impression of Chris Columbus dropped a number of notches when I listened to his commentary track on the first Home Alone and he basically apologized for setting a scene in a Christian church. He said it made him uncomfortable. Yeah, it makes no sense to add any of that icky religion to a movie about Christmas. It's amazing how much these people hate us. Borrowed Time is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.